To talk about the history and evolution of microchips, it's important to go back in time to the foundation of basic calculating machines, known as computers. The primary objective was to create an automated device that could not only execute, but also store instructions. This idea led to innovation after innovation and landed where we are today, with microchips. In the 1940s, first-generation computers were bulky and costly, using vacuum tubes as hardware to execute and store instructions. In 1947, three Bell Labs researchers, John Bardeen, William Shockley, and Walter Brattain, pioneered the transistor, paving the path to the enormity of inventions in the computing field. Transistors were way smaller, faster, and efficient than their predecessors, the vacuum tubes making them the cornerstone of the future computer systems. The invention of transistors resulted in the miniaturization of computers, and yet the demands for more compact, faster, and cheaper electronic devices continued to grow. This led to the inception of the integrated circuits, ICs, by Jack Kilby at Texas Instruments and Robert Noyce at Fairchild Semiconductor, independently in the late 1950s. These ICs had multiple transistors assembled on a single silicon chip, which significantly reduced the costs and increased the efficiency of electronic devices. This was a critical milestone in the history of microchips. Despite this advancement, ICs back then were large, and each had to be wired individually into an electronic device, which was a laborious and time-consuming process. In 1959, the invention of the planar process by Jean Horney, another Fairchild alum, became another major breakthrough. The planar process allowed transistors and their associated components to be manufactured at once, significantly reducing the time and cost of production. Following this, Robert Noyce expanded upon Horney's creation and developed a planar integrated circuit, the silicon chip we know today, in the early 60s. With Noyce's invention, the world witnessed the power of silicon. Thousands of transistors could now be etched onto a single chip, a significant leap from bulky tubes and wires which powered computers just years before. Microchip technology continued to evolve rapidly throughout the 1960s and 1970s, guided by a principle known as Moore's Law. Named after Intel co-founder Gordon Moore, it predicted that the number of transistors on a microchip would double approximately every 2 years, bringing about increases in computing power and reductions in cost. This law has guided the microchip industry for several decades, contributing to the rapid advancement of portable consumer electronics, from the first pocket calculators to modern smartphones and tablets. Today's microprocessors, a type of microchip that functions as a computer's CPU, can contain billions of transistors on a single chip. Microchips are no longer reserved for computers and consumer electronics, of course. With the emergence of the Internet of Things, IoT, microchips now exist in a vast array of everyday items, such as home appliances, automobiles, and even clothing, offering a degree of interconnectivity that could only be dreamt of a few decades ago. In the future, continuing advancements in nanotechnology promise the continued miniaturization of microchips, with some researchers investigating the feasibility of single-atom transistors. Riding on the accurate prediction of Moore's Law for over six decades, microchips have directly molded the course of modern digital civilization. The tiny semiconductors laying the foundation of everything from the most powerful supercomputers to the simplest digital watches is a testament to human inventiveness and relentless pursuit of progress. The history of microchips tells a vivid story of the synergy of science and ingenuity, marking technological milestones that have regularly reshaped industries, societies, and cultures throughout the world.